Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am Jackson Schneider, your host as always. And this is episode 129 of our show where we highlight all the happenings within Newman Jets Athletics. We'll go through the week that was, look at the upcoming week, and of course we'll visit with some of your favorite Newman Jets coaches and student athletes. And it is a busy time of year. We're getting closer and closer to basketball season, which is coming up just in a couple of weeks to get the year started. But earlier this week, on campus, inside of Fugate Gymnasium, we had the awesome experience that was Jet Madness inside of Fugate, and we got a look at both our men's and women's basketball teams. They had scrimmages. We had some fun events with students, getting them involved, playing some games, and having a shootout, and playing all sorts of games and fun giveaways and things. And of course, we got to see the cheer and dance teams perform as well. It was a really fun night to just kind of kick off the start of our basketball season. And again, season coming up pretty darn quickly. And as a result of that, with everything coming in the next couple of weeks, today we're going to preview our basketball seasons with head coach Amy Briggs on the women's side. We'll also talk to head men's basketball coach RJ Allen, and we'll talk with, of course, some great student athletes. I got to catch up at Jet Madness with one of the newer faces to the floor, at least, for Jets women's basketball, and that's Paige Kraft, who was on the team last year but missed time with an injury, but she should be a huge addition to this Jets team on the floor this season. We'll look forward to chatting with Paige, and we'll also catch up with some of our fall student athletes as well. We'll visit with men's cross-country athlete Kevin Chimalmal. We'll also talk with women's soccer student athlete Trinity Perry and volleyball student athlete Kaylin Disbro as well. So a loaded show for you today. But as we begin episode 129 of the JetCast, we'll begin how we always do, and that is by taking a look in the week that was, getting you some scores and information from the past 7 days of Jets athletics. And we'll start with the men's soccer team. They had a road swing this past weekend going down to the south and east of us, and the Jets come away 1-1 on their road trip, picking up a big win Thursday night last week at Harding University, winning 3-1 and falling in a tough one at Wachita Baptist in a 1-0 just all-out brawl, man. That was a close contest. The Jets had some chances, just weren't quite able to get a goal on the board. However, despite the 1-1 result, the Jets in great standing, 6-5 on the season and 4-2 in GAC play, as they, again, continue doing some great things under head coach Victor Dominguez, who we visited with on our show just a couple of weeks ago. And they'll have some big matches upcoming in the next week here as well, and we'll talk about that coming up in our show with what's to come on the soccer pitch for the Jets men. The Jets women were also in action this weekend. They hosted Nebraska Kearney on Friday night, falling in a tight one 3-2, and then a tough one again on the road at Fort Hays State, falling 2-1. But Dylan Grunsell's group continues to work and get better. And man, the offense starting to click in the right direction, putting some goals on the board in their last couple of matches and really finding a nice rhythm. So they're doing some great things on the pitch as well. On Friday, our men's and women's tennis teams were both in action hosting duels against Sterling College, and both teams with sweep victories. The men winning 7-0 and the women winning 6-0 in that action on the tennis court, which is obviously very exciting as well. And tennis, you know, the fall season is a lot of individual competitions, but they've gotten some great competitive match play in there as well, as they played a couple weeks ago in Colorado against some really tough opponents as well. But that pretty much wraps up the tennis fall portions of their schedules, but they're going to get ready to gear up for a big spring as well. So really exciting to get things started going there. And as a tennis guy myself, very excited about what they've been able to put together on the tennis courts over the last couple of weeks of fall competition. Should be a really exciting spring for our Jets on the tennis court as well. And then finally, on the golf course, both the men's and women's teams hosted the Newman Jet Invitational at Terradyne Country Club here in Wichita, and the men put up a fantastic showing in that, finishing in second place in the competition. Absolutely stellar, stellar showing from Lon Flippo's Jets, and the men continue to just do some fantastic things. They had three players finish individually in the top 20 as they shot a team score of 596 in the two-day tournament and were just one stroke shy of even finishing fifth as well. So they were right in the thick of things on the men's side. The women also with a really nice showing, finishing in fifth place in the competition of the Newman Jet Invitational as well. And in that event, some other great showings as well, as Isabel Cuyaba shot a 169 to lead the Jets in competition with a team score of 339 in the event. So really, really strong showings on the golf course. And again, the only home event they really get to host. And it was such a good event with a loaded field of competitors as well. But the Jets continue to do great things and love talking about that. It is a process building in the right direction, really, for all our Jets athletics. And so exciting to see that type of result from Lon Flippo's teams, both, again, the men and the women doing some great things on the golf course. But that, of course, is the weekly rundown for your Newman Jets. If you missed anything, if you want to catch up, look at some stats, go back and recap it all, you can go to NewmanJets.com. Also, download the free Newman Jets app today. It's available for both Apple and Android users. You can get post-game recaps, live stats, live video feeds, preview articles for the events that are upcoming this weekend as well. So lots of that content available, of course, on the Newman Jets app. But let's go ahead and take our first break on the show. When we come back, we'll talk women's basketball with head coach Amy Briggs and visit with student athlete Paige Kraft as well. That's next here on the JetCast. You're listening to the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs as we get ready to tip off the season. Coach, we've been waiting for months, and we finally get you guys back out on the court here in a couple of weeks to get your season started. But if you could just kind of catch us up on what was going on here with the off season, and maybe some of the new stuff that we got going, new people even.
Yeah, we're just super excited to kind of get back at it with a few scrimmages and then obviously games coming up. Just it's nice we have returners that have gotten a lot better from our postseason workouts after season, just working on our skill development. Had a great summer, and then we started workouts basically the fourth day of class in August and have been going throughout that time. So a lot of our returners have definitely kind of made a step forward in their development, so we're excited about that. And year two, they know more about what's going on and our concepts, so they've done a good job of making sure they're executing that and then teaching some of our young players and some of our transfers some of that. So we have a transfer from Johnson County that we're excited about, that has grown really comfortable playing with everybody and learning our concepts. So we're excited for her. So her name is Sage. So we'll definitely be hearing that name a lot more. And then we have a really good group of freshmen that just provide a lot of different areas. So in the off season, in their recruiting, we wanted shooting, rebounding, and athleticism. And so that's kind of what our freshman class is a combination of, and along with Sage adding to that. So I'm just excited for our freshmen to, you know, to continue to learn and grow, and then just our returners to continue to make that step and just kind of see, you know, what we can do in this kind of non-conference slate that we have coming up.
Well, last year you had one of the youngest rosters in all of the MIAA, maybe even the entire country. So there's so many freshmen, youngsters that were just kind of thrust into action. This year you have the luxury of bringing, you know, all of that back, plus another nice freshman class. So you're a little older, but you still have a ton of youth. But how big is that 1 year of experience, especially for those returners that you mentioned, kind of showing that this new class, kind of your expectations and how we do things here at Newman?
Yeah, so a lot of the players that did play a lot of minutes last year were freshmen, sophomores. So now they're sophomores and juniors. There's always going to be some learning and growing. But at the same time, you know, having that game experience that they got to play and getting those MIAA games, I think is really valuable, because you learn a lot from playing. And even in preseason, we try to play as much as we can, whether that's 5-on-5, you know, short games and stuff like that, just to get that experience. And so experience matters. Having that game experience, being in those situations, I think that's really going to help us early on, plus adding some people to our roster that have played high level basketball already, or they've had some college experience already, to be able to add. And, you know, maybe if we get in a tight game early on, we'll kind of know a little bit better of how to handle those situations.
For you, I mean, it was your first year with the program, trying to, you know, set things the way you want. What was maybe the biggest lesson that you learned as a coach in your first year here?
Probably things take time. You know, it takes time. You can't be great at everything at the same time. So things take time, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer than you might like. And just for me, but also our players, understanding, you know, you might not see those results right away. So really trusting that process every day to get better. And I think they've really locked into that, our returners. So they're able to kind of voice that to our new players of, hey, like, you're going to get it. You might have a bad day here or there, or you might not understand something now, but in 2 weeks, you're going to be like, wow, I can't believe I didn't know how to do that yet. So it just takes time to build something and to do it the right way. I think it takes a little time, and so I think we're trending in a good direction.
With the group that you have returning, I mean, like we mentioned, so much youth and so much potential still there for improvement, you know, for this season, seasons beyond that. But what have you been impressed with the most of those players, and maybe who's taken some extra steps already when they get back on campus and you finally see them, you're like, oh, wow, you know, they've really improved. Who are some players that have really impressed you so far?
Yeah, and we had a lot of talks, obviously, postseason, and talking to them about, hey, summer, this is what you need to do. And then as we've come along in preseason, like, hey, this is what we want you to focus on. This is what you want to do. We want you doing well. And I think someone that's going to have a nice breakout year is Monica Redondo. She was from Spain, so her freshman year, just learning some stuff. Sophomore year, still kind of getting into that groove, and she's really matured into her junior year, and just being more of a scoring and making shots, making reads. She's probably the best at kind of understanding our offense and concepts, because she's very smart outside of basketball as well, straight A student. And so she really has locked in and has really soaked in a lot of the stuff we've been talking to her. So I'm excited for her personally. I think that she's going to have a really nice breakout year, and have some really good moments. We also kind of have two post players returning, so we return our posts that played a lot of minutes with Val and Delaney Wiley, and so Val's gotten more comfortable with some of her finishes and moves down low, and then Delaney's really extended her range. Where she's shooting a lot of threes, like a lot of threes. And so she's become a lot harder to guard, adding that dimension, but feeling really comfortable in it. So they're both different, but provide us with a lot of great things that they both can bring to the court. And then we have a couple of other guards returning, like Carly Carlson. But I think one of the biggest pieces that'll have a breakout year is Jaden McMillan. Mm-hmm. Freshman last year, played a lot of minutes, was the top of the MIAA and a lot of different statistics for freshmen. She's gotten faster, quicker, more explosive, really shooting the three well. Her drives have been great. She's gotten herself at a good conditioning point. So I'm really excited for her as just a sophomore, kind of breaking in and being a big high scorer for us.
Jaden did a ton of great things, as you mentioned, last year, but she also had a really tough time in just putting together a stretch where she was fully mm-hmm. healthy. So how have you seen her maybe reset her body a little bit and be able to start this season on a healthier note?
Yeah, that was something big, you know, we had talked to her about, too, is like, hey, you can't control all that stuff. Maybe you get an ankle or you get sick, but she's really locked into just taking care of her body outside of practice, where that's stretching more, getting into the training room. We have a great training staff that can help with that rehab. So she's really locked in. She took one of the rollers back to her dorm. Like, she's doing that and really getting her to understand, like, a freshman, you think you can just come in and you might not get sore. Now she understands taking care of her body, stretching. She does a great job, you know, with being disciplined, with eating, all that kind of stuff. But just the stretching and the rehab, going to the Cairo, like, she does all that stuff. And if you watch the Starting Five documentary on Netflix with LeBron, like, he takes so much time with his body. It's like, if you want to be great, you got to take care of your body too. So I think she's putting her body in a good situation to take some of the pounding that she gets.
Now, as we sit here just on the outside of a brand new season, what's maybe the biggest area of focus for you and your team in these next week or so leading into some of those scrimmages and the official start of the year?
Yeah, just want us to continue to play hard, play through mistakes, and something big for us, we have a lot more, I feel like, shooting on our team, whether that's 1 through 4, we'll always be able to shoot, or 1 through 5, and not necessarily shooting, but making shots and making the right reads, and then keeping the ball moving. We want to keep people on the move and not stop and be so stagnant, and we've done a really good job with our pace of playing fast, keeping teams on the move, and continuing to stay on the move. So that's what we're really trying to focus on, and just playing at a fast pace, but also making sure we slow down and read some of our screen actions and just read the floor to find who's open. And we've gotten a lot better through the course of, like I said, postseason with people, and just continuing to learn how to play basketball.
For a young coach like yourself and a young staff trying to establish kind of the culture and identity of a program, looking back at year one, you know, how did you go about instilling, you know, your values, the identity of this team, and what kind of is the identity for this year? Is it the same mindset as last year?
Yeah, one thing for me is just trying to build that confidence, and we had to do that a lot. You know, making people realize, like, hey, you're a good basketball player. You're more than a basketball player. You're a person as well. And getting them to believe that they can do stuff, but also we can do stuff. And I think we're at the point now that confidence and belief is really poured into them, and they believe it. That's how I am, just as a coach, is trying to instill that in them. So a big thing for us that we always use is calling each other up to our potential, and just using positive words with each other to bring each other up and continuing to push each other and make each other better every day. Our practices have been a lot more competitive because people are really pushing each other, and I think that's something, you know, we try to start to instill, but it's even better this year of, hey, they're competing every day at practice. They're guarding people that are really good players, and that's just going to make them better as they move forward.
And Coach, the last thing I got for you, you know, the season's going to be here before you know it, and we're so excited to have the opportunity to host that first weekend with the MIAA GAC Challenge, and some of the opponents you faced last year on the road to start the season get to come here, and our fans get to see you guys that first two nights of the season. So tell us a little bit about that opportunity and what kind of awaits you to start the year.
I think the best thing about a new year is you're 0-0, and it's a clean slate. So even our returners, hey, you take those experiences, you take what you learn, you take your growth, but it's a reset on everything else. So we can be what we want to be, and we have to be confident in that. And I think they're excited to be able to play some teams, especially those teams that, hey, they beat us last year, we weren't ready, we were like, oh my gosh, and we're just in a better place now than where we were a year ago. So I'm excited just for them, and it'll be fun to play them at home, you know, in a goal, in a gym that we've been practicing in for a couple of months. Like, we're gonna feel really comfortable in our shots and everything that we do, because our first game is in a way in Arkansas where we don't know anything. We don't know anything at all. So we're at home, and I think that's just a great way to start the season, to be at home and, you know, maybe have, you know, a good crowd with volleyball teams are playing as well. So it should be just a fun weekend, and I know we're going to be super excited just to have that challenge and that opportunity and really try to come out 2-0 on that weekend.
Awesome. Coach Briggs, thanks so much for previewing the season with us. Best of luck this year.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's women's basketball head coach Amy Briggs. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast to be back with much more right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, general manager of Mel Hamilton Ford. I would like to tell you about our new tool, Virtual Express. Mel Hamilton Ford has added this tool for you, our customers. Virtual Express will allow you to do some or all of your car buying process right from your computer. Do as much or as little as you want. It's all up to you. Do you want to fill out some of your information to save time or do the whole buying process online? You make the choice. You can take delivery of your new or pre-owned vehicle right from your home. Mel Hamilton Ford, experience the difference.
Experience the difference online at mhford.com.
Welcome back here on the JetCast as we preview the 2024-25 basketball season, talking Jets women's basketball now with Paige Kraft. And Paige, you didn't get to participate on the floor last year, but you're around the team. I know that might have been a little tough at times for you. You want to be out on the floor, but you're back. You're better than ever. Tell us how this last year has gone for you personally.
Yeah, no, out last year with a tough injury, and it was obviously a tough experience, but it was good just to watch and learn and see how the team worked. It was just a great opportunity for me overall, and I think it's going to carry over for me for this year. And it already feels amazing getting back on the court, so I'm super excited.
Well, you got to be around for all the first year stuff with Coach Briggs and Coach Mack as they try to kind of build the culture of this program. How have you seen the program grow over the last year? I mean, you haven't even played a game yet in year two, but what have you seen from this program and how it's grown so far?
Yeah, I've seen a lot. You know, Coach Briggs and Coach Mack, they're doing amazing things. Obviously, it was their first year last year, so they were learning too with us. So it was just a learning experience overall. But the growth and, like, what they want from us is just, I feel like it's just everything is heightened. Like, they know what to expect from us. We know what we needed to get done on the court. So
we got a lot of teammate support for the interview.
That's our point guard. A lot.
Well, tell me, let's build on that subject a little bit. What has the team chemistry been like? I know there's some new faces to the program, a lot of young freshmen as well, but how have things been building in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, we've been clicking great on and off the court, so it honestly feels like we're all the same person. Like, we just get along super well. We feel great on the court. I don't just overall, I think we're going to connect really well. We communicate really well. So, yeah, I'm excited for this group.
And we're here as part of Jet Madness, kind of getting things started, getting the students out and showing a little bit of what you guys have been working on. But the season's still a couple of weeks away. Yeah. So what have you been focusing on right now in practice, trying to improve as you get ready for game one?
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to execute pretty well. I mean, every day we're just getting in the gym, trying to get better at this point. I mean, just working hard, got to get in the gym. Yeah, we're just working on plays, just the simple stuff, because you got to do the simple stuff to get it done. So
absolutely. Yeah. Now, for those of our fans that haven't gotten the chance to see you play just yet, can you describe your style a little bit?
Yeah, all my coaches have said this, but I would just say I'm a crafty player. But I feel like I can do a little bit of everything, get my teammates involved, not super selfish, obviously, like a super unselfish player. Love to get everyone involved, but yeah, I think I do a little bit of everything.
Awesome. Well, that certainly makes me excited. I can't wait to see you finally in game action. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about your young teammates. There's a lot of freshmen, like we mentioned. Has there been anybody that's stuck out to you so far that's maybe impressed you early on?
Oh yeah, well, we got Layla. She's a super quick point guard. I'm super excited to get, like, even play with her on the court. I think she can push the tempo, get up on defense, and just get us going.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Paige, before we let you go, last question I like to ask before we start a new season is goals. What are your goals? What are this team's goals as you head into this year?
Right. I mean, just obviously have fun as a team, but as long as we go in and we are the gritty team, we're working super hard, then I think we've done our job. Obviously, we want to get wins, but if we're gritty and we never give up, never put our heads down, that's probably one of our main goals.
I like it. Paige, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this season.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Paige Kraft. We'll take a break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am Jackson Schneider, joined now over the phone by Newman Headmen's basketball coach RJ Allen on the cusp of a new season, coach, and a new look season in a lot of different ways for you and your team. You've got several new players on the roster, some new coaches on the staff, and even the MIAA has a new look to it as well, with a new team in the league in Arkansas, Fort Smith, and some new coaches as well. So a lot of change for you in kind of a short amount of time.
Yeah, it is. It's in my career, I can't remember being in a situation where there is, you know, new members, new coaches in the league, 14, having to coach a team with 14 new players. It is nice. Just with a new group, there's just some excitement, newness. There's a lot of teaching going on right now. But guys, their attitudes and their effort has been really good. And so, with all that, it's an exciting time of the year.
Oh, I can't even imagine. You know, you're excited because you've got all these new guys at your disposal and different skill sets and talents that each of them bring. But I kind of wanted to start there with some of those new faces. First of all, when you're looking into, you know, recruiting, or whether that be incoming freshmen or, you know, transfers, what's maybe the biggest thing you look for in a potential Jet? Who are the kinds of players you want to bring into your program?
You know, I think the first thing that we've always made an importance of when we're trying to identify guys, at first they have to be able to fit into our culture here at Newman University. Newman is it's a private Catholic institution. We have high standards here from an academic standpoint. And so we want to make sure we identify guys that value education, morally can fit in and be, good members and a part of our campus society and do a great job there. And then from an athletic standpoint, we want guys that can stretch the floor, We like to have guys that have, you know, positional size, that can play multiple positions, and then, you know, find guys that are going to play really hard, that come from good programs. And so those are some of the elements that goes into the recruiting process when we're trying to identify guys that, you know, can play for us and also attend our university.
Now, with so many new faces, you know, I'm sure you're still kind of learning about them as you go early in the practice season and kind of getting a better feel for your guys with each and every day. But so far, have there been any guys that have maybe stood out to you and impressed you with what they've been able to put on the floor at this point? Or are there any faces we got to keep our eyes out for?
Oh, yeah. You know, we have so many new guys. And I think... you know, in this month of September and October, you know, I feel like they're on a roller coaster a little bit because there's so much being thrown at them. And so, you know, you have some days where guys are really good. And then you have some days where it's like, you can see the wheel spinning where they're trying to do everything right to please and impress you. And so, you know, the early part of October, I would say our group was kind of inconsistent. As far as, you know, execution, which is to be expected, right? That's not overly alarming, but there are a couple new guys that have done a tremendous job. Emmy is one, that brings it every single day, that has worked his tail off. Sam Medley is another young freshman that's doing really well. Jaden Chain is another freshman that's really kind of surprised all of us with his ability to make perimeter shots. And so we'll see how the year continues to shape up for those guys. But those three have done a tremendous job in the month of September and this early part of October so far.
Now, it's probably got to help you a little bit as well that you've got a great group of returning guys with a ton of experience. You know, Sam Somerhalder, Jacob Joe, Boston Stanton, Devin Walker as well. You know, guys that were here last year and even before that as well, in Sam's case, that kind of helped to maybe bring in those new guys and show them the way that you want things done, that this program wants to do things. And, you know, how has that helped when you've got a good core group around so many of these new guys?
Yeah, it helps tremendously. It really does. It's you know, you have that echo in the gym, you know, where I'm barking out instructions, but you hear guys like Boston and Sam coming in behind and making sure guys, you know, in their own way, kind of reinforce what you're trying to, the message you're trying to get across to the guys. And that helps a lot. Just that peer leadership is priceless. And so we have a great group of guys for that. And they got a, you know, tall task, but they have to continue the good work they started.
Now, with guys like Sam and Jacob, you know, key pieces in Boston as well, especially that saw a lot of action a season ago, how have they impressed you maybe so far in practices this year with the steps that they've taken to grow and improve themselves?
I think the biggest thing for all of them is, you know, coming back a second year and even a third year in Sam's case, you can see the confidence on their face. They've been through it, right? Like they know what to expect. They understand how tough the MIAA is, how grueling the season is and how long. But with that and kind of having an understanding of what's on the horizon, you see the confidence. You see, you know, those guys competing every single day. So they've really done a great job of setting the tone that we like to say in practice every single day. It's just how they communicate, how they compete, and just the confidence that they bring to their teams, respectively, when we are competing in practice. So that's been really good to see.
Now, for you as a coach, as we mentioned, you got some new coaches on staff as well, and that can always bring a few challenges because you want to make sure you're all on the same page and trying to get things going in the direction that you want things to go. But how has the process gone with some of those new faces? Obviously, I'm sure it helps as well to have Coach Gussie back on your staff again this year as well.
Yeah, it's a new staff, but, you know, with the newness that we have, it's exciting. And I think it allows you to go back and make sure when you have new coaches that you do, you know, you pay attention to detail and that every detail is covered, it's talked about. You know, I think you take that for granted when you have some continuity with your staff and you're year to year, you know, you just kind of expect those guys to know exactly what you want. And, you know, there might be times where a detail is missed and it's not talked about. And with the you know intensity that it's talked about now with everybody being new. So for me, it's really helped me kind of, you know, make sure I cover all my bases and that we're explaining it and that our terminology is clear and that we're consistent with it. And so I feel like that helps us. Obviously, it helps our guys when we're all on the same page. So having that new staff has been nice. It's just challenged me to make sure that, you know, I'm doing my responsibility in making sure that I'm teaching and I'm evaluating and that we are all on the same page as staff so that we can relay that message to our guys.
Now, with Coach, 3 weeks or so until that first, you know, first game, first tournament weekend down in Arkansas, you know, what are you and the staff focusing on with your team? What's the big area that you're trying to improve here over the next couple of weeks to make sure your guys are ready to go for night one?
Everything. Everything right now. You know, I think with this group, you know, we've kind of made an emphasis like, hey, obviously, we got to get better on the defensive end. We have to be a better defensive team. We got to rebound the basketball better. Those are some areas in which we've kind of tried to hone in on in the preseason, this early part of the year. And so that's, you know, the majority of our time has been spent making sure that we've taught it and that we, you know, have gotten to a point where they understand their responsibilities. So, you know, in the early part of the year, as you continue to grow and develop, you know, I believe this is going to be a basketball team that has to rely on being, you know, really tough, really physical on the defensive end, getting stops, rebounding the basketball and not turning it over to win games early. And then as we continue to build chemistry, get better, understand our responsibilities on the offensive end, hopefully that comes into play. You know, once we get league play and then we're the type of team that can, you know, string some wins together and take off from there.
Do you have an idea of maybe the identity of this team? I kind of hate asking that question so early with, again, so many new pieces to this puzzle, but do you have an idea of what you think this team will be about, what that main DNA is going to be like for Jets basketball this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, right now in early October, as I'm still learning this team, you know, I don't know if I can answer that question, you know, 100% accuracy, but as of today, you know, I believe this is going to be a basketball team that's going to have to defend the ball at a high level. Like, we're going to have to be locked in on the defensive end. We're going to have to understand our rotations and our responsibilities. Then we're going to have to go rebound the basketball. And then from there, offensively, we're going to have to take care of the ball. We're going to play unselfish and try to generate high quality shots. That's our team. I don't think there's like one true bona fide star on this group. I think it's a lot of really good guys that could have you know, take the identity of being a team that's gonna, you know, defend you and be tough and blue collar and play that style of basketball, and then on the offensive end, just, you know, by committee, share the basketball, be unselfish, play together. You know, I think that's the type of team that we have right now. And again, I invite that because I think in a lot of ways that can be a team that is really tough to prepare for. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, if you ask me this question today, like you have, I would say that's the identity in which we are at right now.
I'm sure that may change and mold as the year progresses. So I'll put a star on that in my notes and see if we come back and see if things change here in a couple of weeks. But like we mentioned, you got about 3 weeks until the start of the official season. You'll get some scrimmages and things in the next couple of weeks as well. But as you look at the schedule that you've put together for this season, there's a fun mix of some local teams and some good challenges across other Division II conferences. Teams like, you know, Oklahoma Baptist and William Jewell that we've seen in years past at times, and you know, Southwest Baptist, but a good mix and a lot of home games. Do you like how this schedule has shaken out for your team?
I do. I think this schedule fits us. You know, there's some challenges on that schedule. You know, Arkansas Tech's picked to win the GAC. I think Oklahoma Baptist is right behind them. William Jewell's coming off a historic year for them. They do a great job. You know, so there's some challenges, you know, on this schedule for this group that I really think will prepare us for MIAA play. And that's the overall goal. You know, you want to make sure that you know, get your team ready for league play and that they're prepared and they understand what's ahead of them. And so I think this non-conference schedule is a good mix of you know, some really good Division II opponents. We do have some home games here where you hope to, you know, gain some momentum, you know, and you're playing in a familiar environment, which I think is good for a young group, and so, or a new group. I do like our schedule. You know, we're still going to have to go out and play and compete and win some games. But I think our schedule is set up in a way where, you know, the opportunity to have success early is there.
Now, with the league schedule as well, that's been tweaked a bit this season with kind of how things are going to be built out in league, and you'll play a couple less league games this season than you did in years prior. Does that change how you look at the schedule? I mean, obviously, you're still going to be challenged quite a bit in a talented conference like the MIAA, but when you look at the grand scheme of it all, does the adjustment to the league calendar change anything for you?
I don't know. That's a little bit in the facet of playing less league games. I think your overall philosophy when it comes to scheduling remains the same. Like, you want to put your team in a situation where they're prepared when league play rolls around. And that's always been my philosophy. Newman, you want to make sure you get an opportunity to evaluate some of your guys in real time and in real games, but yet at the same time, finding a balance to where they're challenged as well. And so, that's been the philosophy. That philosophy really didn't change this year. Although we are playing less league games, we still wanted to build a schedule where we could, you know, be challenged and yet still evaluate some of our younger talent and be in a situation where, you know, we are preparing ourselves for MIAA league play.
All right, Coach. Last question for you. As you get ready for another year with this team, this program that you've built over the last eight seasons or so, I want to know, what are you most excited for as you begin this next new journey?
Just a new opportunity to be around these guys, these coaches. That's what I really enjoy. I really enjoy it as my time and get a little older and a little bit more experience. You know, the joy of what we do is just being around young people. You know, we're getting ready to embark on this journey. There's ups, there's downs, there's good, there's bad that you get to experience with this group of individuals. And through the game, you know, we mentor, we teach, we build up. And so that's what I, you know, most enjoy about the season and the year. And I really look forward to going through this season with this group.
Awesome. I can't wait, Coach. I'm counting down the days for that home opener. And for those listening, that first home game in Fugate Gym coming up a little bit quicker than you might notice. November 13th against the Tabor College Blue Jays. We'll be back in Fugate. Coach, I can't wait. Thanks so much for the time.
That's right. Thank you.
All right, that's RJ Allen. He's the head men's basketball coach here of your Newman Jets. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back with much more right after this.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy and Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider getting to know our Jets student athletes as part of our Media Day festivities for the fall of 2024. And I'm joined now by senior cross-country student athlete Kevin Chimamo from Kenya. And you, Kevin, just got to listen to Reagan speak. You're both from Kenya, so I started with him asking kind of the biggest difference between Kenya and here in Wichita. What is your thoughts on that? What is the biggest difference for you here in Wichita compared to back home?
My biggest difference is the way you interact with each other. There's back home in Kenya, there's the way we interact, for example, during training and everything is different. Also the food and also the times of training and also the everything has been different, but it's a good to adjust over here. So I really like it here so far. Yeah.
It's such a big change, and I'm sure it's not easy to come this far away and be far from friends and from family, but it seems as well like you have a team that is kind of like a family. Like you've got people that you can lean on in difficult times and coaches that you can trust and talk to. So what is it like for you to have a group around you like this cross-country team that is, you know, almost like a family?
Yeah, it's true. It's good to have friends and also the coach who are very supportive to help you even during training, because during training sometimes you're low, sometimes you're up, and the same energy, so you always expect people to always encourage you and also motivate you. Especially my previous coach, he was really good at encouraging us, even when things sometimes are not good, when injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because these are things that happen, and you have to appreciate each other in every time.
Absolutely. And I want to ask you as well, you know, having such a proud tradition of excellence in this sport from your home country of Kenya, what was it like for you to experience the Olympics this last couple of weeks and see Kenyan athletes perform at such a high level? Does it bring you pride to see that?
Actually, I was really proud and screaming at the top of my voice when I see my countrymen running, because I've seen them train, and I know the hard work they've been putting on the motivation that they want to go the big platform and shine and also represent my country. So it's a good to know motivation to see how the hard work pays, and also knows that even if I work, it can still can happen. It doesn't just come from the sky. Yeah.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it helps to motivate you and what you can accomplish this season, right? Like you and your teammates have been working hard and getting ready to start the year here very soon for what we hope will be a very successful season. Does that help to motivate you and what you can accomplish this year?
It motivates me to always do my best, even though you cannot be the best. You just do your best. You never know.
Absolutely. And you're a nursing major as well, so I wanted to ask you, what are your plans for the future? What would you like to do following graduation?
I'm planning to work over here and practice my skill for a while, and also go and use my skills outside my country, so that I can also teach my countrymen how to use the skills which can be helpful for the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for taking the time to speak with me. I've loved getting to know you and your teammates, and we'll be rooting for you this fall. Congratulations on getting to the start of your senior season. Yeah. I'm sure it will be fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Kevin Chimamo, he is a senior cross-country student athlete from Kenya here on the JetCast. We'll take a quick time out and be back with more in just a moment on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, talking to Jet student athletes today to begin our fall semester. We're talking some volleyball now with Kaylin Disbro. And Kaylin, I remember last year talking about you. I've done volleyball now for, this will be my second season. So you guys were my first year last year. And I remember learning about you and your teammates through maybe what was a very difficult season. So I want to start there because I know it wasn't the result that you guys were hoping for. How have you worked over the last year to improve and to start this fall on the right note?
Yeah, you know, I feel like Compton has done a great job bringing in a lot of different girls that are all very bought into this program. And yes, last season was really tough, but I feel like there were a lot of valuable lessons learned. And I feel like in the off season, we really had some leadership skills. A lot of people stepped up. Everyone's been working on the off season. Everyone that's recruited now, we have 8 incoming freshmen or transfers, new people, that are absolutely bought in and are under the same understanding. And I'm just really excited for this season. I feel like we've definitely learned a lot from last season, and hopefully we can put that behind us and just positive vibes going forward, getting better, wanting to play some good volleyball.
Absolutely. Now, there's a lot of new faces.
Yes.
How have you adjusted to some of those new faces? How have you helped them to adjust to the team? Tell me how that's gone, because I know you've gotten the last couple of days now to get to know your new teammates a little better.
Yeah, we've done a lot of team bonding. We've done a team bonding activity once a day, and obviously we're hanging out with each other outside of the required times too. A lot of the girls have very similar personalities. All of them are really, really good people too outside of volleyball, so it's really easy for us to get along. A couple girls are a little further away, so we've been trying to make sure they don't feel homesick. But yeah, overall personality wise 10 out of 10, these girls are awesome.
Now for you, I mean, you've transferred here from a different school. So
yes.
Tell me how that experience went to have a previous stop, and maybe how Newman and how this team is different, and maybe, I don't know if it's better or worse, but like, tell me what that experience was like for you as an athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. So my first school was actually in West Virginia, and I was just far from home. My team wasn't really as close as what we are. I would say these girls are my best friends and will always be my best friends. We are very close as a team. And I didn't have a super good connection with my coach. I mean, it was good, but Compton, I know I can rely on as a person outside of volleyball as well. She's a great coach. We connect definitely on a good level. So transferring in, I was like really excited because I came on my visit and I met all the girls, and I was immediately like, oh my gosh, I think I'm really going to click with these girls. And I was obviously here for Compton. I transferred in whenever she took the job here at Newman. So that was the main reason I was here. So yeah, obviously it was the best decision I've ever made, but I definitely love this school.
Awesome. Well, I love to hear that. That's so awesome, because I know everybody has a different journey to get to where they're at, but for you to have a stop as far away as West Virginia, that's total culture shock, totally different places. So what is maybe your favorite part about Newman, about being here in Wichita, close to home for you, being from Garnett? Is that right?
Yep, Garnett? Okay. Garnett.
Did a little homework. I can do a little bit, but
you studied.
I also have a cheat sheet right in front of me. Don't tell anybody. But tell me, you know, what your favorite part is about being here in Wichita, not too far from home, but I guess a little distance in there for you to grow and kind of develop into your own person, right?
Yeah, exactly. My favorite part about Newman is definitely how close everyone is. I'm involved in clubs and organizations on campus that is like outside of volleyball. So I meet so many people in my science courses, and I'm a part of different organizations to where I can meet these other people, but I also have the volleyball team. And so it's like all the athletes on campus are so close because it's such a small school, and that's my absolute favorite part of all of it.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Tell me, back to the volleyball side, what is your personal goal for this season? What is the one thing you want to accomplish this year?
The one thing I want to accomplish this year is, can it be like a team?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, if you
okay.
want.
Just as a team, I want to go around 500 or above 500. I think that we have a really good group of girls. I think we can win some of these games against these harder teams. We're obviously in a very good conference, but I think that is a very easy goal for us. And it may seem like a big jump from last year, but I don't think that's asking too much out of this team at all. If anything, I feel like that's bare minimum. So I feel like that's a very, like, that's where the standard's at. We're going to meet it or go above.
I like that. I like that. And I remember last year, I know, like I mentioned, it wasn't a great year, obviously, but you guys were right there in a lot of those matches. You had opportunities. And as the eternal optimist and the guy that was watching all those home matches, like, I can see the potential. So I'm excited. You're getting my juices flowing. I'm ready to go already.
Yeah. I know as a team, it's like a goal of ours to make it to the tournament for sure. So I also want to throw that in there.
Absolutely. Well, Kaylin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Best of luck this season, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome.
All right, Kaylin Dispro. She's a junior for the Jets volleyball team. We'll take a quick timeout and be back with more right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider getting to know some of our student athletes through 2024 Fall Athlete Media Day. And we're talking women's soccer now with freshman Trinity Perry from just across town, Wichita East High School. We were just talking to your teammate Kaylin, and she's from just across town as well. So what's it like for you to come here to Newman and be able to stay in Wichita and pursue your college athletics, your college education right in the backyard?
It's honestly amazing because, like Kaylin said, it's been a blessing, honestly. We've both been committed since junior year, so I think just living out the dream and the experience, it's been amazing so far.
Awesome. Well, what's been your coolest moment so far? I mean, you're just getting started, right? So meeting the team, getting to campus, media day, what's been the coolest moment for you so far?
I think just how homey the campus feels. Like, it's so small, and it just feels like home so far, and I'm just really excited to live it out.
Awesome. Well, what can you tell me about the team so far? What's your first impressions? I mean, as a freshman, I'm sure it's got to be all sorts of crazy emotions getting to know everyone, but what's it been like to meet the team and become a part of this family, this culture that is being built here?
Well, walking in 40-ish players, it's really scary, but everyone's been so welcoming. Just, it's amazing. Dylan's been very helpful with, like, how to do stuff, where to be, like, finding classrooms, because our meeting place, we've never been there, so finding that, it's where everything's going to be, so it's been really good so far.
Now, I'm reading here, elementary education.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
It's teaching. My girlfriend, she's a third grade teacher. So I was spending all the last week and a half cutting out things, laminating, put them on the walls in a classroom. What do you look forward to most in learning, you know, preparing for being a teacher of the future youth?
Well, it's going to be nerve-wracking because kids are a lot, but I love it so far. I did it a lot in high school. So I think I'm just really excited to do the schoolwork, which I'm not one to really like schoolwork, but I think just the change of atmosphere, it's going to be a lot more, like, interesting, because I went from a class ratio from 1 to 50 to now 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier to learn. You're not having to wait on teachers to be like, yeah, I'll be with you, and we have 20 in line.
Well, that's awesome that you get that opportunity, because I'm sure that's, I came from a big high school too. I went to a small college. I know how that adjustment goes, but it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
You go from such a big school to a smaller college. It seems like backwards almost.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What has that been like for you? I know not everybody's on campus yet, but what's that been adjustment been like so far?
It's honestly been good. I mean, so far, I've wandered the campus a little bit trying to find classes, and it's been super easy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Feel not too crazy. You're not getting lost too much.
No. And good. It's amazing.
Awesome. Well, soccer-wise, tell me about you as a player. Like, how did you get here through, you know, high school, club teams, I'm sure. Tell me a little bit about your journey.
Okay. So I started at the YMCA, as most people do. And then we went to SCSA, which is a little bit of a step. And then I played for about three teams there. And then we went into higher club. And I had a really great coach, a really good group of girls. And Dylan was always in the back of my head, come play for Rush. And I was like, oh, someday, someday. And then about last year, I finally made the drag over. And honestly, it was such a great feeling because all the girls, it felt like home being on the team. And then I committed and I saw Kaylin committed, and it was just amazing because just it's easy going in with someone that you know, and there are a few club girls on the team as well. So having that group within the big group, it just feels good because we can all kind of navigate stuff together.
That's awesome. I didn't know you knew each other previously. I should have asked that before. Yeah. That's really cool. Well, the last thing I have for you, Trinity, is goals for this year. Freshman season, you know, you got a lot in front of you. Mm-hmm. What is your big number one goal for freshman season?
I think really just showing how I can play and how I can step up to the game. Being a freshman, it can be intimidating, but it's really just about the work ethic and seeing if you can rise to everyone else's stuff. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work, but if you can do it, you can do it.
Awesome. Well, Trinity, best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciated getting to know you, and we'll be talking to you guys again, I'm sure, very, very soon once the season gets really rolling.
Thank you.
Awesome. That is Trinity Perry, freshman soccer player for your Newman Jets. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Final segment of the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, episode 129 of our show. And as we wrap up, we'll do so as we always do. We'll take a look at everything that is upcoming in another busy week of Newman Jets Athletics. First, though, I want to give some big thank yous to our guests on the show today. Of course, head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs and student athlete Paige Kraft. Really look forward to seeing her and her teammates out on the floor here in the coming weeks as basketball season again is right around the corner. Also, big thank you to head men's basketball coach RJ Allen to take the time and preview their season as well. Should be a very exciting year. Lots of new faces on the Jets men's basketball roster as well, and we'll get to know several of them over the coming weeks as well. And then big thank yous to our student athlete guests as well from other programs. Kevin Chimalmal from the men's cross country team, Trinity Perry from the women's soccer team, and then Kaylin Disbro from the volleyball team as well. Always appreciate catching up with each of our student athletes across all of our sports here at Newman University. But let's take a quick look at the upcoming schedule for this week in Jets athletics. It all begins Thursday, October 17th, as the Jets men's soccer team will be on the road at Fort Hays State this week, and they will take on the Tigers at 7 o'clock from Hays. On Friday, men's and women's cross country will travel to Bradley University and take part in the Bradley Pink Classic this weekend. That'll be on Friday afternoon. Also Friday afternoon, women's soccer begins their busy weekend as they head to Pittsburgh, Kansas. They'll take on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And then women's soccer as well will continue their road swing into the weekend on Sunday as they'll travel to Warrensburg, Missouri and match up with UCM at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Also on Friday, volleyball will be at home. They'll play two home matches on Friday and Saturday. Friday night, they'll host the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats at 6 o'clock. Saturday afternoon, the Jets volleyball team will play host to Missouri Western, and that will be at 3 o'clock, with, of course, both those matches being played at Fugate Gymnasium. Also, Saturday and Sunday, all day long, the Jets men's and women's bowling teams will host the Mid-States Championships right here in Wichita. 2 days chock full of great bowling competition. Some of the best programs in the country coming right here to Wichita to take part in a high-level tournament. And, of course, high-level bowling for our teams. We talked with Billy Murphy last week about their teams and how they've started their fall competitions and everything, and should be very exciting. I can't wait to get my first action of Jets bowling this weekend, so highly encourage you come out and do the same here in Wichita for the only home tournament of the year for the Jets men's and women's bowling teams. And of course, you know, with the busy week, again, if you need to keep track of it all, I know I always throw a lot at y'all, and I'll remind you again, download that Newman Jets app today. It's got everything you could possibly need to keep track of all things Jets athletics, the schedules, the links to live stats, live video, live audio, pregame, you know, rundowns, postgame recaps, live stats, everything. It's all right there. So download it today for free. Apple and Android users are allowed to download. They're available for everybody. So go get your app today from wherever you get your apps. The Newman Jets app. Highly, highly, highly encourage you do it. And then, of course, as we wrap up this episode of the JetCast, also want to remind you, you can go to newmanjets.com/podcast to like, subscribe, download everything, listen to past episodes. And, of course, we're available on Spotify and on TuneIn and, you know, basically wherever else you get your podcasts as well. So make sure to subscribe so that you get that little notification every time we put out a new JetCast. So lots of great things coming in the next couple of weeks as, again, you know, our fall sports continue to heat up, and then basketball is right around the corner. That means we'll get very deep into our winter sports. That means wrestling is right around the corner as well. So we'll have a lot to preview and keep up on here in the next couple of weeks. But again, thanks so much as always for tuning into our JetCast this week. Plenty more coming in the next episode, which will be episode 130 of our show. So very excited about that. But again, thanks to all our guests today, Amy Briggs, Paige Kraft, RJ Allen, Kevin Chimalmal, Trinity Perry, and Kaylin Disbro. Thanks to all of them for taking the time to catch up with us on our show this week. But that's going to wrap things up. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.